Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
The manager who was standing there, he actually was so calm and professional and so cool and collected. And when the newspaper interviewed the manager that he was screaming at, the manager said, he told this to the newspaper, he said, quote, "He's a customer, so I had to stay professional. I asked him to leave, and that's, you know, I wanted to ask him to leave, so that's what I did. That's what I did." But he, I mean, just watch it. He stayed so calm, this man. It was incredible. The clients. See, he's bitching about a customer. He's literally bitching about a customer. The clients and your staff are speaking Spanish.
Every person I listen to, he's spoken, she's speaking, it is America.
Maybe you shouldn't eat that sandwich today. Take a break from the food.
Maybe you should get hit by the car, you piece of shit.
You're right.
He's a lunatic. And he's an attorney. I mean, I wonder if he knows Michael Cohen. I wonder if the Qataris offered to pay him. I have no earthly idea what the hell is going on in this guy. There must be some sort of a contest called Quienes Mas Racist. I swear to God, I've never seen, it's like a race to the bottom in this country. There's another incident where somebody yelled at a Starbucks. It's another freaking Starbucks incident where somebody spilled a Starbucks drink and it led to a sidewalk fight and hate crime charges because the person who got spilled on said, "Hey," and the person who spilled said, "Shut up, slave." Ooh, listen, here's my best advice to anybody that wants to visit the United States, anybody who's, a tourist, just be very calm and careful as you make your way through the country and go to Canada. Just pass on through, because this country is hell-bent on becoming worse than countries other people flee from. Even in the middle of the dead of the summer, okay? It's unbelievable to me. I've never seen anything, it's like amazing. Just pass on through and go straight to Canada, you know what I mean? And here's your president, by the way. Here's your president yesterday. I mean, this just freaks me out. This is so disgusting. I mean, this man is no stranger to calling people rapists and, terrorists, everybody. Listen to this.
There could be an MS-13 gang member I know about. If they don't reach a certain threshold, I cannot tell ICE about them.
Yeah. We have people coming into the country, or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals.
Oh, my.
And we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before. And because of the weak laws, they come in fast. We get them, we release them, we get them again, we bring them out. It's crazy.
He's so full of crap, I can't even stand it, okay? Border crossings in this country are way down. The reason why people are here without documents usually is visa overstays, just saying. But he's calling people animals now. And then he complains because Jeff Sessions, might I remind you, passed a zero tolerance policy where he said, if you come into this country, we'll take your children. Remember this?
I have put in place a zero tolerance policy for illegal entry on our southwest border. If you cross the border unlawfully, then we will prosecute you. It's that simple. If you smuggle illegal aliens across our border, then we will prosecute you. If you are smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you. And that child may be separated from you as required by law.
That is not required by law. There is no law that says that, but this is their new thing. And it's the Democrats' fault.
I know what you're going through right now with families is very tough, but those are the bad laws that the Democrats gave us. We have to break up families. The Democrats gave us that law. It's a horrible thing. We have to break up families. The Democrats gave us that law, and they don't want to do anything about it. They'll leave it like that because they don't want to make any changes. And now you're breaking up families because of the Democrats. It's terrible.
What a freaking liar. I can't even take it anymore. I can't. I'm like, my brain is cooked with the lie. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.